Have you ever dreamed of one day owning your own business, but just don't know where to begin? Then you've tuned into the right show. On All Things Franchising, you will hear from top national franchisers, successful franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, and others who support this fast-growing business model. So grab a cup of coffee and pen and notepad, because you will want to capture the invaluable information you hear on today's show. And now, here is your host, Linda Ballesteros.
Hey folks, this is Linda Ballesteros. Welcome to All Things Franchising. I am your host today, and I'm always honored when someone finds some time out of their busy day to spend with me. It is one of those commodities, like I said, you just can't get back. So today we're going to be talking about the promotional product industry. I found a little bit of information. I actually was reading an article that talked about the facts about the promotional product information. Here's some of the information that they shared. 90% of people who receive a promotional product can recall the name of the brand. So it clearly says it works. It went on to say 80% of consumers can recall the brand on a promotional product they received as much as 2 years later. The last one is 82% of people have a more favorable impression of a brand after they receive a promotional product. So a lot of times we think, oh, those are just little tchotchkes, but folks, they really work. These numbers definitely say they really work. And that's the topic for today. So we're talking with Michael Brueger with Fully Promoted. Michael is the brand president for Fully Promoted. Fully Promoted is the largest promotional product customization, embroidery, and screen printing service franchise. Please help me in welcoming Michael to the show. Hey, Michael, how are you?
Great, great. Thank you for having me on, Linda. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So, you know, Michael, we think of promotional products sometimes as, you know, those throwaway things, but I don't necessarily think that it's, I believe there's some very good quality products out there that, you know, maybe a company puts their name on it. And before we go into that, can you tell me just a little bit about maybe your background and why were you drawn to Fully Promoted?
I was drawn to Fully Promoted when I got into the manufacturing side, actually doing some manufacturing of the equipment that does the embroidery. Apparel and shirts are a large part of the promotional space, and I was doing some work in that particular industry. And then I realized how much larger the industry was outside of apparel with promotional products. You mentioned the giveaways and how promotional products work. It's a billion-dollar-plus industry, and there's so many great products that get shown and given out every single year that help brands market and promote their business. I wanted to get further involved in that business. So back in April of 2000, we started our first store. At the time, it was called Embroid Me. Now we are Fully Promoted. And we had an amazing customer experience where people saw the size of what we do. And when we got into the space, we did something different that most people don't do in the industry, which is have a showroom where people can see, touch, and feel the merchandise. And those are things that got me excited when I first got into the space. And here we are 20 years later in the industry leader when it comes to embroidery, screen printing, promotional products, the giveaways that you're talking about. Look, it's an exciting industry because everybody has products right now, chances are, that they have within a few feet of them, whether it's a pen or a giveaway or a highlighter. It could be a water bottle, office supplies, the shirt that they're wearing, the hat that they're wearing, the sports team that they support. Those are all promotional products. And it gets me excited still to this day, which is why I enjoy what I do every single day. And many of our franchisees do as well, because it's a fun business. And that's really what attracted me to it and still attracts me to continue to grow the brand.
And so some of the things that you were mentioning, I'm thinking I use that stuff every day, a water bottle. So it's not like a keychain. That was what used to be you used to think about when you thought about promotional products. But there's so much more now. Sure, there's keychains, but there's so much more that people actually use. And don't you want to select those items, Michael, that people do grab every single day?
We do. Would you believe we have over a million products in our inventory available to be branded with a company logo or an event or an organization? You know, people use these products to either get customers, keep customers. But one of the things we haven't yet talked about is retention and employee retention, particularly right now with the competitive market of employees and people working from home. You want to keep your employees happy. So it's not just to get new customers. It's really a three-pronged approach of getting customers, keeping customers, and employee retention. And you want to give them the things that they want to wear. I'm wearing a name brand shirt right now that's got our company logo on it, fully promoted. I feel good. And it's a shirt that we sell a lot of because it's a good quality shirt. And the same goes with writing instruments, coffee mugs, branded sports apparel, all of those things. Absolutely, Linda, you want to make sure people are going to enjoy and keep what you're providing your customers because that keeps the brand in front of them longer, which is what a good promotional product campaign does.
You know, you mentioned employee retention. Michael, I never thought about using these products to just as like a little perk, just a little side perk, especially like you said, people are working from home, and we all know it is lonely at home. And you just, to keep them motivated, what are some of the other things you've seen companies do for their employees to keep them, just to keep the morale up, so to speak?
There's been gift baskets that we've done. There's been award and recognition. So whether it's a milestone of something they've done and an accomplishment, or if safety or items like that that reward employees to high-quality writing instruments and other gift baskets, whether that's an assortment of something to do to keep your health, or it could be something that that feeds the team. We've done them all. So it really runs the gamut of what an employer is looking to do, whether it's reward or retention. Those types of gifts can really help keep, you know, somebody front and center. When everyone was starting to work at home, we did a lot of the coffee cups, some office accessories, and, of course, hand sanitizer and masks. That was definitely a big part of it as well. But packaged together in a nice array just puts a smile on somebody's face. And when you can do that from afar, it's a good promotion.
Very nice. Very nice. So now that we kind of know a little bit, just a little snapshot of Fully Promoted, let's talk about the franchise side of this and what that might look like. When you are looking for an interviewing prospective franchisees, are you looking for someone, Michael, who has this type of experience with promotional products or the apparel? Who are you looking for?
We're looking for someone who wants to run and manage their own business. There is no industry experience required per se, because we do provide full training here in Florida or remotely, of course, right now, so that someone can get brought up to speed on the products and the services that we offer. We're currently opening up locations now, and most of our franchisees who have come on this year and over the past few months really had no prior experience. They're just business people. They could be from marketing. They could be from accounting. We have former teachers who've purchased a Fully Promoted and are quite successful at it. So we have all walks of life. I myself used to be in manufacturing, and I ran a successful location for many years myself. So what's important in quality is that they want to be an entrepreneur and they're ready to help their local community, because if there's one thing this business does is that you're deeply involved in your local community, you know, getting products to the community, businesses, organizations, and that's very rewarding. So if you're looking for, I'm looking for someone who wants to be rewarded in that way, both mentally as well as financially, you know, being that it's a good, profitable business.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned training. So if I don't have any experience in this particular industry, what kind of training are you going to offer me?
We do actually 2 weeks minimum of training, and then we have follow-up training as well. And that includes everything from how to sell the product to the education of how to order it. We'll walk you through the first few orders side by side. I've got an experienced team of people who come from the industry and who are dedicated to help train our new franchisees and their employees. It's something we offer, and we even have boot camps as well. We have a sales boot camp every 30 days or so where people can get trained on how to really market and promote the business. So we provide comprehensive training, both in person and virtually, to all of our existing franchisees and, of course, new franchisees as well. And for those who are in a physical location, we provide training on the equipment as well so that they could produce some of the items actually in their location. So that training program actually is an additional 2 weeks, and that can all be explained in talking with one of our account managers.
So you mentioned location. Are these brick-and-mortar models?
We have an office location that someone could do in approximately 200 to 400 square feet of office space. We also have some locations that have grown over the years, and they're now in light industrial or commercial locations. And our largest location in the world is in probably 10,000 square feet, and our smallest location is in about 300 square feet. So we have a variety of options available if someone grows their business. We have options available for them. So it's brick and mortar. Mm-hmm. But it's really more office-based to maximize the visiting of clients.
Mm-hmm. When a franchisee is looking at launching the business, how many employees would you suggest that they consider having on board?
I always recommend somebody starts off with at least an employee, if not a few more, depending on their growth plan. Minimum, you want to have at least one person to start with you. We do have some locations that start with more, and we give our new franchisees a list of recommendations and what those employees would do. Our typical location has around 3 to 4 employees, but most people start off with at least one in addition to themselves.
Mm-hmm. And so I've decided the location. I've got a couple of employees. So you know, the next question, Michael, is how do I get my clients? How does Fully Promoted help their franchisees to get business and get exposure?
We have a few different ways to get business. It starts with following our marketing program. When you first open up your location, we do start with some online marketing, some social marketing, and that's all taken care of as part of somebody's initial fees, where there is, whether it's keywords or social media or different posts that happen that grab the attention of potential clients. We also have a clubs and organizations program, various speeches and different marketing collateral that you would bring to, whether it's a chamber of commerce or a business networking event, and those types of things. Now, some of those, of course, are virtual right now, so we did modify our programs to meet the virtual world as well. And all of these things help build somebody's business in addition to whether it's some traditional advertising methods or some online methods. We've got a complete suite of here's how you get customers. And then we also have a national advertising fund that markets nationally, whether it's on Google or Bing or some of our websites, social media, whether it's Facebook or Instagram. You know, people are on their phone all the time, and some of our products, right, are really cool to look at. You look at some of the things, you go, I want that, right? And we do sell name brand merchandise as well. So some of those items help attract customers. And we have a PR division as well that helps with generating leads from local stories or events that happen that franchisees do or that we do. All of those things in conjunction help drive traffic. And we also have an online shopping portal, a Shop Fully Promoted, that people can go on and see some of the products that we offer. And all of those things work in conjunction to get business to a local location in addition to what their marketing plan would be. And we give them suggestions as to what that would be and work within their budget to help drive traffic.
You talked about how you encourage your franchisees to get into the community. And I agree 100% that it's so important to get out into the community. What are some of the ways that your franchisees are participating in the communities they're in?
Some of the ways that they're participating is doing things for some of the community organizations. For example, we had one of our franchisees recently provide masks for free to first responders. And, of course, they were selling regular masks to the regular public, and people were encouraged to donate as part of that. So it just snowballed into they were known, our local store was known as is where the community responders could go. And then that helps, of course, drive traffic as well. Not only is it good for the community, but it's also good for business. And so that's one way that, we do is we do give back to the local community. Before the 2020 events here of our little pandemic, we were involved in other organizations as well, again, to give back, whether it's toys for kids or whether that's different organizations that help various causes. We do recommend each location has at least one or two local causes to support and to give back to the local community.
That's nice. So, Michael, you said that word. You said the P word. You said pandemic.
I did.
So, folks, for those of you listening, it is October 23rd of 2020. So we can't go around and ignore the elephant in the room here, Michael. So how has Fully Promoted supported their franchisees, and how has this pandemic impacted the way your franchisees are doing business?
Well, I'm happy to say that it did impact us, but we're through it. We've gotten through it, and we're looking ahead. And during the heat of March, April, May, what we did is we worked closely with our franchisees, and we retooled our support quickly because I wasn't going to send anyone on the road. So the folks who would normally go out and do some visits, of course, those turned to remote visits. I moved more people into the vendor supply side so that we could get a jump on bringing in some of the products that we're selling and our communities needed. Everything from sourcing directly from overseas to moving some things around, and that allowed us to bring in products and distribute them nationwide as opposed to putting them in just one region. So working directly with suppliers overseas, we were able to bring in products, and because we have locations all over the U.S., the suppliers knew that those were to be distributed more equally so that more communities could be helped when it came to hand sanitizer, masks, and scrubs and other items that, that we sell. For years, Fully Promoted's done workwear. It's been a part of our business, medical workwear, the safety apparel and items like that. We sell a tremendous amount of safety apparel. And actually in Australia, we do a lot of hard hats, shoes, and goggles and masks. So we had the worldwide distribution set up before the thing started in March, April, and May. And we quickly tapped into that network. And that allowed more products to get out into our communities. And our stores were able to help hospitals and doctors and dentists and folks, get masks, hand sanitizer, and some of the promotional products, that, whether it's opening up a door or some of the gloves, was something we did rather quickly. And that helped our community, and it helped keep our stores busy with helping out their community. We were an essential business during that time, making sure that doctors, nurses got the items that they needed from our supply chain.
Mm-hmm. You know, Michael, it's just so very interesting how this has impacted so many different industries, but a little bit different, each industry a little bit different. But the common thread that I have seen is that when there is a strong leadership team in place, they are able to mobilize, I guess you would say, quickly. Because I don't want to use the word pivot. I think the word pivot, we've kind of worn it out.
That's the other key word.
That's the other P word. That's right. So it sounds to me like you guys have a really good handle on things and you're able to respond quickly. Do you think some of that is also because you are worldwide and you're able to get information from other countries that help you make decisions that help in the moment to make changes?
Absolutely. The fact we're in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Europe, South America, all those things help in giving us data points as to, okay, I don't have a supplier here, I have a supplier there, let's get them on a conference call. And during the height of things, literally we were working 22 hours a day because the U.S. office would start something, the Australian office would finish something, and then we'd start back up in the U.S. office again. So mm-hmm. that type of service is something that you can only get with a worldwide franchisor such as Fully Promoted in the United Franchise Group. The other thing I would say is there are no walls that will hold us down from helping our communities and helping our franchisees. We even wrote, the task force. The whole task force got some letters because we wanted to make sure that there was nothing stopping us and other companies, you know, taking a kind of a wider approach of the industry as a whole. I want to make sure stuff was getting into the country. And so, mm-hmm. you know, we use some of our contacts there just to make sure that items were brought in. 2 years ago, our group won the E Award for Excellence for working worldwide, and that helps our franchisees today with that experience.
Mm-hmm. I'm coming down to a point where I need to take a commercial break real quick here, Michael, but I love stories, and I'm hoping that you might have a story in your back pocket that you could share with us today.
That'd be great.
Very good. Well, folks, we're going to take a real quick commercial break, and we will be right back with more about Fully Promoted.
House Talk Radio. Join Tony and Wendy Gambone on House Talk Radio, where they talk all things house. From tips on home repairs and remodeling to best practices on buying and selling a home, hiring contractors, home loans, and insurance, as well as decorating ideas and how to get the most bang for your buck. If you would like more information about House Talk Radio, go to housetalkradio.com.
Are you dreaming of owning your own business but just don't know where to begin? The wait is now over. Linda by Estetos is a catalyst to becoming a business owner through franchising. Whether you are looking to create a living that will allow you to leave corporate America, change your lifestyle, allowing you to enjoy the fun things in life, or if you're looking to build a legacy that will support your family for years to come, contact Linda today to start the process of being your own boss. Linda at empowerfranchiseconsulting.com, 832-640-4922.
Hey, folks, welcome back to All Things Franchising. Linda Ballesteros here, and we're here talking with Michael with Fully Promoted. And, Michael, you said you happen to have a story that you could share with us.
Definitely have a few stories for you. You know, during this time, it's great to see people step up. I mentioned the community a few times, and one of our locations in the Midwest, they wanted to help their chamber get back to meeting in person because people have missed each other. Zoom meetings are great, team meetings are great online, but nothing beats the face-to-face, seeing everybody smile and having that interaction. And so what they did is work with their local chamber and look to find a way to bring people back. And I don't know about you, Linda, but I've got friends who you know, want to keep their distance, and I've got people who are okay with maybe shaking a hand and then, of course, using hand sanitizer. And you've got the people with masks and the people without masks. And regardless of where we stand on that, people make their choice when they go to those types of events. So they helped the chamber with some wristbands that were, of course, branded with the chamber name. And then it was green for you know, okay to shake hands and even give a hug, yellow for keep your distance, and red for stop. Okay, just want to see you from a distance. But
that,
of course, got the community back together. And whether it's a small town or a big town, you know, starting to get back to what is the new normal, but socially distance is an important piece. And helping businesses and marketing that as let's get back to business, of course, helps everybody because we want to get things moving and our franchisees and entrepreneurs and the many businesses that they support want to get things moving. That's why people purchase a business is to help the community and to be a business. So it was great to see the success. And then because our network, as soon as that gets shared, multiple other franchisees did something similar, and that just helps when you're part of a community like Fully Promoted, is when there's a success story of how a good promotional product is successful. And in this case, the bands worked very well. There's some great pictures of everybody having a great time. And then that gets duplicated in other areas of the country very quickly.
And you know, and Michael, that is one of the benefits, like you were saying, of being a part of a larger community. For someone, if you're listening out there, just imagine if you decided to come out of corporate and start your own promotional product company. During this pandemic, you wouldn't have had anybody to lean on. You could raise a red flag all day long, and nobody's going to answer you. So the great thing about being part of a franchise is that a good family environment where people share those ideas, and you've got the leadership that will help through those challenges. Even though we've never had this challenge before, at least you have a leadership team that is devoting their full day and making sure that you're able to not just keep your doors open, but really leverage this challenge and see it as a way to get additional exposure So, you know, Michael, that's one of the things that I think is important about the franchise model, don't you?
I do. And on that note, with the leadership side of things, one of the things we did during this time as well is I have a leasing person on staff. I have a real estate person on staff. We moved people into those areas so that franchisees could help renegotiate their lease and work with the funding that was happening, whether it's the SBA or some of the government funding that was taking place. Because as an independent person, imagine having to work through those things. We developed the templates, we sent them out, and the franchisees were able to take advantage of many of those programs, like all businesses should do, but they did it with someone side by side, and they didn't have to worry about it because we have the templates and the items in place that would save them time so they can focus on their family, their business, talking to existing customers, all of those things that were taking place and still taking place now.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, Michael. You have another story for us? You know, I'm hungry for stories. I love hearing this.
Well, you know, during this time and always, we want people to market. Even if it's snowing outside and whatever craziness is going on in the world, you still want to make sure you contact your customers, even if it's just to say hello. And so we put together about a 20-point, here's some things you could do to market and promote your business. Even if no one's buying, you still want to be out there. And a lot of those things were very successful. One of our successes was we had somebody contact some of the local government offices to confirm what they were needing, and no one else was calling on them. No one was calling on these local places, but we were still doing it in a professional and right method, because you don't want to market someone if the world is falling apart, right? But we did it in a way that worked, and it resulted in getting quite a few large accounts that stores are working with still during this time. It just goes to show you that, again, that leadership, that franchise side of here's the plan we're going to give you, follow the plan and it works. The reality, Linda, is I could go through countless success stories of what was done in the community level, on the state level, in the last 6 months. It gives me chills just thinking about some of these. I'm looking forward to seeing the industry stats next year to see how things work out, because this industry is still growing and fully promoted is still going and growing.
You know, Michael, as I'm hearing you talk about this and how you were able to maneuver and move some people around here and there, it's not just going to be the industry stats that you're going to be interested in next year. I would think that once we get to a point, and I don't even want to say the phrase new normal anymore, but once we get to a point where things have settled out a bit, you're going to look back and feel really proud of how you were able to step up and help those franchisees, and they were able to have full confidence and fully promoted that they were going to be right there behind you, right beside them. So kudos in doing that, because that means a lot at the end of the day.
It does, and the success stories of the things that have taken place, I get a chance to hear some of that directly as I talk to franchisees and also just see some of the customer reviews. Nothing pleases me more than seeing a 5-star review on one of our franchisees to know that they helped a customer, whether it's get shirts for the delivery service or help a hospital get gowns and masks that they needed. All of those things do get me excited, and I love to see the success. I get a chance to hear it, and hopefully, Linda, you get a chance to hear some of those additional ones as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we are getting close to the end of the show here, but if somebody's listening, Michael, and they want a little more information about the opportunity with Fully Promoted, Where would they go? How would they find out more information about you?
They can go to fullypromoted.com, fullypromoted.com, and there's an area that has products, and there's an area that has information on the franchise, and just go ahead and click that link, and they can get some information on products, or they can get some information on the franchise side to learn how they could become a successful fully promoted franchisee. And
wonderful.
Also, our phone number is, if you want to just call direct, is 561-578-1291, 561-578-1291, and they can speak with one of our team members to help them out.
Very good. So, Michael, we're down to those final three questions, and the first one is, if there is someone listening who is considering purchasing a franchise, what would you suggest that they do to prepare for the process?
Well, I think they need to do their homework on the industry and in the company. And in terms of to prepare is know when you want to make that decision and be your own boss and be an entrepreneur. And make sure you get a chance to visit the company. And if you can't do it physically, do it virtually, but really get a chance to meet the team. It's one of the things that I push here and make sure that people who come and learn about the business get a chance to meet, you know, multiple people, because I want them to know who's going to be supporting them and the family that they're joining, that we want to be partners together and build the business together. So it's always good just to see the company, and I hope anyone who's listening and looking at a franchise will do that, because I think it's critical to get to know the company well.
Absolutely. You know, I always say, Michael, this is sort of like dating. The chemistry has to be there. You know, even if the widget is right, that chemistry has to be there. So that's a good point for you to say, that it's important to know the team. For sure. So the next question here is, what are two traits that make a successful franchisee?
I hate to use the word successful back, but you have to have a drive to be successful. It sounds simple, but that's not for everyone. If I don't see the edge in their eyes that they want to be successful and they want to be an entrepreneur, they may not be right. And you have to want to be successful, and that's one of the kind of the keys and traits to do that. You also need to know your strengths and weaknesses and be able to admit those quickly. I know what my strengths are. I know what my weaknesses are, and I hire, of course, my weaknesses. You have to be ready to do that, because you can't do everything in a business. You're now going to be the owner of a business. You have to know what you're good and bad at and hire people around you to make sure that they can take care of, whether it's operations, marketing, business, accounting, whatever it may be. You have to know what your strengths and weaknesses are, and I think that's an important trait. I like to hear that when somebody comes on our Discovery Day tours, that they know what their strong point is and they know kind of a plan. And if not, obviously we can help people help discover that. But it's always a good trait to have, is to be a successful franchisee, because we can help you them hire and train around their areas.
Yes, most definitely. Because the door is open, whether it is your strength or is your weakness, you still have to have all of those components to make the business run. So when you're able to identify that and hire your weaknesses, you're someone who has the strength in the area where you're weak, that's a beautiful recipe right there, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the final question here is, what does the future of franchising look like?
In today's age of people going online and looking for information and going to YouTube University, there's still that longing for education, training, and handholding of, particularly if you're investing in a business, you want it to be successful. So the future is bright because people are still looking for the roadmap to success. And part of that goes well beyond what YouTube or looking at the internet will do, because they need support to take their business to the next level. And so the future of franchising looks very bright from my vantage point. We're getting lots of inquiries on owning a fully promoted, and we don't see that slowing down. In fact, with things being more virtual up front, we're getting in front of more people than ever before to help them understand what fully promoted can offer, and what we're doing is our part is part of this growing industry. So it's very bright, and it's never been easier to become a business owner. There's never been more businesses started. In this third quarter, there's been more filings of new businesses, people starting a business than ever before, which is a great sign for what we offer, promotional products, marketing, and branded services. Those things are in demand as businesses start up. So the future of franchising and business ownership is very bright.
Very good. Michael, one more time, if someone wants more information about Fully Promoted, where would they go for that?
Visit fullypromoted.com or give us a call at 561-578-1291, 561-578-1291.
Very good. Michael, thanks so much for being on the show today. I loved hearing about Fully Promoted, and you guys are just a tight team. It's clear that you would be a great franchise to align yourself with. So thanks so much for being on the show.
I appreciate you having me, and have yourself a wonderful day.
Will do. So, folks, when we talk about franchises, and when you're looking at franchises, know that something like Fully Promoted, this is a well-established franchise. You know, there are others that are called emerging brands. But if you are not a risk taker, and stepping out and owning your own business is a pretty big risk within itself, you might want to really look at a good seasoned brand. And this is a brand that's around the world. So, again, if you want to look at a seasoned brand, something that is much more secure, something that is sort of like going to grandma's house, you know it's always going to be the same, right? So I want to leave you with a quote, as I always do. This is a Seth Godin quote. I love Seth Godin. It goes like this. A brand is the set of expectations, memories, stories, and relationships that account for a customer's decision to choose one product or service over the other. Remember that water bottle? Yeah, that's a really nice thing to grab. I'm looking outside right now. I have a lake out in my backyard, and the neighbors next door are out there with their water bottles. They're out there with their chairs. So those brands are really important. Putting your brand on a promotional product is important. Folks, thanks so much for being with me today on All Things Franchising. Look forward to seeing you next time.
Another great episode of All Things Franchising is now in the books. You can listen to past shows by following All Things Franchising on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure not to miss us next time when we bring you a brand new episode of All Things Franchising.